it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 12:29. Still a little bit more of 2022. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Because I'm going to tell you, I think 2023 is going to be a real doozy. Psalm 97 says, "The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad. The daughters of Judah rejoice because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil, and he preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and the gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." And you know, I tell you, I'm just going to read, I've got a couple things. I'm looking, trying to look forward, you know, to the next year, right? And Lord Jesus has to say, you know, in Matthew 24 and Luke 21, I mean, it's right there. We've read it many, many times. But let's just look at Matthew 24, because it is pertinent again. And it's been pertinent for some time, and now we're starting to see it. Okay. Matthew 24, here we go. "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Doesn't mean that the wars are not going to kill people. It says that the end is not yet. "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." So you're sitting there and you had an earthquake, and you got a famine, you got pestilence, like another bad year, let's say. And all these are just the beginning of the sorrows, you know what I mean? We're going to see it all get wild weasel, all right? "And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye shall see, therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Then let him which be in Judea flee unto the mountains. Let him which is in the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. neither let him which is in the field return back to take the clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake. For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that it is, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So we're going to see some stuff come that's not going to believe what's coming, all right? Now, I wanted to just add in here, because I'll tell you, sometimes it can be helpful because it's not really indicative of anything that's contrary to anything I just read you for the most part, all right? Let's see here. Let me get... All right. I'm going to tell you, computers and stuff are just goopy. They don't work when you want them to work anymore, and then that is the way it is. Okay. Now, let's see here. Many of you may have heard about Baba Vanga, the woman from Bulgaria that... She was carried up in a tornado, and she got all kind of dirt and sand and stuff in her eyes. She lost her physical sight, but gained an inner sight. Now, Baba Vanga has predicted a lot of different things. She's about 80%, so that means she's not somebody that is giving the 100% profit, you know, or anything like that. But her predictions are fairly good in terms of things. She has in the past predicted Chernobyl and different stuff like that, you know, that have been quite interesting. And so, again, let's see what she has to say about 2023. Baba Vanga predicted that a nuclear explosion is going to happen in 2023. Which will engulf Asia with toxic clouds. Now, you see, we've got right now, you've got Russia, Russia's in Asia, you've got Taiwan and China, and then if you're following what's going on in the news, military news and stuff, you know that the Liaoning, Kenya group has been off of Okinawa and doing drills, and is now off Guam and doing drills and flying jets and all kind of wild stuff. That means they have other surface ships and submarines with them. And I'll tell you, that is quite interesting. And then Japan is starting to arm up against whatever is coming. Taiwan has also had all kind of Chinese jets and stuff. We've had a RC-135, our guy was flying, and the Chinese fighter plane came within 20 feet of it, in 10 to 20 feet in front of it, and our plane had to take evasive action. So I'm going to tell you, you don't think there's something up or something going on? At the same time, I hear through the scuttlebutt that San Diego, the North Island, that it's like it's nothing's going on out there, you know. No stuff's happening around the world or anything. And I tell you, with the ships that got burnt, you know, in the dry dock where they're repairing it, it blew up and burned and all that stuff, which is a sabotage last year. With all the stuff going running through the gates and all the crazy stuff all around, other bases have real high security on the gate, right? Pat does. I know they do. I know some others that do. I'm sure San Diego has some gate stuff, but in the meantime, you're letting all kinds of terrorists across the southern border. In California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, you know, coming on in. Many of them are on the terror watch list. So we also heard, which was right on time in terms of what I've been telling you for years now, I've talked to you about the key power substations. Not power plants, but the power substations. And what did you have? You had four of them knocked out in Washington State, right? Oh, but then they first called them vandalism, then they called it burglaries, okay? You need to call it what it is. Oh, and then also they're saying that, oh, it's got to be right-wing groups that hate the LGBTQs, you know. Well, the Bible talks about that a little bit, doesn't it? Deuteronomy and different books in there about all of that kind of business. So that is not what it is. But what they don't tell you is that it could very well be Russian Spetsnaz that were hired allegedly by Obama, hired over a battalion of them, all right, and put them on the payroll, and they were participated in drills. They participated in drills, just to remind those people out there who have not heard it before or those that have forgotten. They put out the use of the Spetsnaz drills, which were stationed at Fort Carson, you know, for a while there, training with our Rangers and snipers and special forces and different people there. And then they were used in drills, and they were the ones that were to save, being used to save Cheyenne Mountain, being used to save the Denver Underground airport of the Denver Underground and the train that goes in between them, to save it from right-wing Christian American veterans. You see, that was the name of the game in that drill back then. And Wendy F. Snyder, the nice public relations officer, said, oh, we're going to take the nice Russian boys and teach them how we play baseball, and we're going to go to the Major League Baseball game in Denver. That'll be very nice for them. Wendy F. Snyder, the nice public relations officer back then. And meanwhile, the Spetsnaz are still here. Obama gave them the NATO protocols for radio and gave them the codes, and also gave over 1,500 handheld radios to the Russian Spetsnaz after he hired them. So now, when I tell you that they want on communications, they want on the communications, you see, that whoever is calling into the base station of the base, they're asking for authenticator codes. They want authenticator codes, don't they? Well, yes, they sure do, because they don't know the Russians got them or don't have them or whatever. So I had to plug back in here just a second. So the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that the Russians, the Red Chinese, they're all on our comms. I've talked to you about how they utilize the ham bands and go up into the ham bands and use them. Talked to you about how they use the message boards that are never really checked by the NOSAT or, you know, anybody in the EIEIOs, because, oh, it's just people saying howdy doody, and I'll see you after the first of the year, or here's my chili recipe, or I'm going to make beer, and I'll send you a can of beer, or what, you know, whatever the chit-chat is about, I'll see you, or I'll meet you in this place, go to that place, you know, be up on such and such a freak, and I'll talk to you, you know, that kind of stuff. And they're using it for coded messages. So Baba Vanga predicts a nuclear prediction that a nuclear explosion will likely happen in 2023, which will engulf Asia with toxic clouds. Well, that could very easily be the Red Chinese hitting somebody over there, all right, hitting Taiwan, or Taiwan having to go against the Red Chinese and maybe hit them with a nuke, or maybe the U.S. has to nuke them, or maybe Japan has to use one. You know, well, what do you mean? Japan doesn't have any. Japan has got more weapons that are secret than you can shake a stick at. They also are looking to see that if the United States won't defend them or help them, well, then they're going to have to defend themselves. South Korea, same way. South Korea, same way. And it won't just be the Russians using a nuclear artillery shell or a small rocket on the Ukraine. But that could also happen as well, and then the winds could carry it east in Asia. All right? That's a possibility. But at the same time, once the nukey-dukes get out, once the holster's cleared and they start using them, then they're going to be used in a lot of other places, okay? Look more, China and India, perhaps, you know? Although it just depends upon how their relationship in the BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, who are participating in a deal to basically to get rid of the dollar, and also in terms of purchasing oil to get rid of the dollar as it being necessary to do oil transactions. Well, let's go back to Baba Vanga. Nuclear explosion in 2023. All right. Attacks also will be done by big countries, will attack small countries with bioweapons, okay? Well, we're already getting ready to do that, because now we got supposedly a new variant coming out of China, and now the Chinese are letting all their people fly over, and it's already in Europe. And well, the United States is thinking about doing something, you know, about shutting down the airlines. Well, they're already here. They just flew in from London or Zurich or wherever, okay? So I'm going to tell you, with respect to that, that ain't the only bioweapon that could be released. And I think already this RSV, the triple-demic or whatever they call it, with the RSV, the flu, and then the COVID, I think that was a whole nother deal. And I think, like Brother Quayle used to say all the time, you're going to have the first, second step released, and then they're going to give you the third to the kill shot. And remember, he also used to say, well, we'll have a vaccine at first. This is right out of Brother Quayle's book. I don't know if he's got any more of those, but you ought to call him up, see if he's got, weather wars and that kind of thing, where he also talked about the bioweapons, and he predicted certain stuff was going to happen way back in the 90s, you know. Brother Quayle has been on top of it for years. And everybody, he's not, you know, no, Brother Quayle's correct, all right? And that's why I tell you and remind you about it. But, you know, the fact is that she also is predicting bioweapons. She did this a while ago. It's not like she's doing it right this second. She did this a while back, all right? Baba Vanga, all right? A peasant woman, all right? So what else did she also predict? She predicted that a solar storm or a solar tsunami will likely wreak havoc on Earth in 2023, severely damaging the magnetic shield of the planet, okay? Well, you can put that in your pipe and smoke it, and you can also figure out what you need to do. Now, she also stated that millions of humans, listen to me clearly here, millions of humans could die in an alien attack in 2023 with the whole world covered in darkness. Well, they surely could take out the power grids, couldn't they? They sure could, and zap them. So So she's also saying, one more time, Baba Vanga is saying that millions of humans could die in an alien attack in 2023 with the whole world covered in darkness. All right? She also said that by 2023, humans will be born in laboratories with their skin colors and characters being pre-decided. You need to look that up and look up baby laboratories, which those articles surfaced about a week or two or three ago. And so that respect, those are what Baba Vanga has to say. And you know what Lord Jesus has to say. So the fact is also this. All right, let's see what... let's see if we got anybody else's here. Okay, here's what old Nostradamus, all right? What he had to say, apparently, about 2023. Let me see if I can scroll down to it here. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, here's what we got. Let's see. So he talks about back in 1555, he gave the world a few generations of quasi-poetic tone. It predicts wars, pestilence, natural disasters, civil unrest, political assassination, other sunny stuffs, heavy on the language like blood rain. The book is Enduring Classic, blah, 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 and the 2023 on the horizon. Let's see here if I can go to it. He predicts that there will be a celestial fire on the royal edifice, meaning the... being like the British royalty's house or on their proverbial house or on Buckingham Palace. Let's see. Or it could be the fact of the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and all of that. All right? But a celestial fire on the royal house. And then he's saying, Nostradamus writes that in 2023 we'll find the world embroiled in a 7 months great war, people dead through evil. Well, that could very well be Ukraine, or it could be something else. This could apply, albeit to a bit late, to the firefight, to the devastating conflict in Ukraine. See, this could be also Taiwan, okay, or it could be the United States, or it could be Great Britain, or it could be the fact that Finland, that Russia's got all kind of troops outside on the Finnish border, and that the Finns are preparing for it. It could be that Belarus and that whole area gets going, and then you got United States troops right now, United States troops in Poland. You got them in Lithuania, a whole bunch of them, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, the whole nine yards up in there, everything from the army to the Marine Corps, Air Force, you got all kinds of stuff. We got them in Romania with the Brits, too. Brits got a big presence in Romania, all right? So this could all go down. And he says, in terms of the evil, Nostradamus blames the hate-mongering, death-dealing Libra. Vladimir Putin perhaps comes pretty close to personifying it. And it says the prophecy will point to the conflict escalating into a full-scale world war in the year to come, in 2023, which, given the nuclear arsenals at stake, could equate to apocalyptic levels of destruction. And then he says... he says that in and around 2023, the Antichrist very soon annihilates the three. 27 years, his war will last. The unbelievers are dead, captive, or exiled. With blood, human bodies, water, and red hail covering the earth. Let me say that again. In and around 2023, the Antichrist very soon annihilates the three. 27 years as his war will last. The unbelievers are dead, captive, and exiled with blood, human bodies, water, and red hail covering the earth. In a surprise to no one, the Antichrist is a dude with bloodlust. This is the New York Post commenting the article, which means he could be lurking under the lies and necktie of any number of global politicians. That's a possibility. So, those are some things that could very well happen, all right? Possibilities. But the fact is, all you got to do is to listen to Lord Jesus in his red letter edition. In the red letter edition, and you will find all you need to know. And you go to Matthew 25, and the prescription is to make sure you got lamps and lamp oil. Well, you know, you get a Dietz lantern or a Petromax. It has a certain amount of fuel, you know, you put into the tank, and then it has a runtime, okay? You have a runtime of whatever number of hours that you have to do, so then you figure, how many hours per night of light do I need, okay? Particularly if I had to dig down or if I'm in the sewer pipe out, you know, behind the house, or I dug down and have a shelter and I'm in the basement and all the lights have gone out because the power grid went out. So consequently, how many hours of light do I need per evening or night? Obviously, you'd like to be able to read or to do something or play cards or to cook some food or some kind of a thing. You can have a fire, but you may not want to be outside because you got maybe somebody looking after you outside. You know what I'm saying? So you may have to be in a basement or in a garage or a covered area or in a tent or wherever it might be. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be something else. It's going to be really something else because I'll tell you, most people are not ready. And even the people that have done substantial preparations know, they know as much as anybody knows that they ain't really ready, okay? Because there's always something unforeseen or there's something else on the list that you may not have. So therefore, you have to try to do everything you possibly can do to get water purification, water storage, food, long-term storage food, canned food that'll last a long time. And you need to get all the stuff where you've got the meat, the vegetables, the gravy, the whole nine yards, the potatoes, all of it in the same thing to make sure that you're able to have a ration. Like my old friend Captain K out there in Imperial Beach, he knows that a can of Progresso soup or a can of Chunky soup is a ration for one person for one day. So if you got two cans, you got a ration, and God bless old Captain K out there. Thank you for all you do, brother. Anyway, the coming attractions, I think, for this coming year, 2023, are going to be really something else. And this could be. Hawk didn't guarantee. He didn't say he guaranteed this would happen. Up, 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 up. He's trying to give you a heads up of what might happen because that's one of his charges that was given to him. The first thing is to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord. Secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, about what might happen or might be coming down the pike, or what Hawk might see out off the parapet in the woods beyond your house, or in the skies coming down, or in the very fact that there could be something coming in from outer space. To wit, on this, you've got a situation to where it looks as though that a large portion of the space satellite communications have been turned over to the Space Force. Now, it's kind of an interesting thing. I'm going to pose a question here, you see. A rhetorical question, perhaps. But the fact is, you know, I've been talking to you about how everybody is looking to make sure that you have your authenticators correct. And they're sometimes asking one or two times to authenticate it more than once, all right, when somebody calls into the comm station. Well, it looks as though that some of the communications drills and preparedness exercises ongoing through month of December have been being done by Space Force. So has Space Force perhaps noticed that there is an outage, or that there is a problem with the fact that allegedly Barack Hussein Obama, who was president of the United States, gave all the NATO codes and radio protocols and actually some physical handheld radios to the Russian Spetsnaz? Do you think that maybe is on somebody's radar? Beyond eating a ham sandwich or returning your gift to Macy's or to, you know, wherever they got them anymore, Dillard's or whatever. So, ladies and gentlemen, the time now is to make sure that you're doing all you can to protect your family and yourself and your neighbors that are your buddies and stuff. And to put back whatever it is you can to make sure that you're going to have a fighting chance, a fighting chance. And the first thing is to repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And let me tell you something. He do that, you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean, he'll proof you up, and the fear factor diminishes because you know that you're with Lord Jesus and he knows that you're with him and vice versa. And the fact is, if you were to lose your life and you're with him, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. Go back and read John 14. I've told you time and again. He tells you, well, if you'd like to see Lord Jesus manifest himself to you, go back and read what you need to do that. And your expectations and how you need to play it with him and what you need to do. We're at this time in the game. We know the season. No man knows when Lord Jesus returns, okay? Only the Father knows that exactly, but we do know the season that Jesus told us about, which is the beginning of sorrows, and then what goes on after that. We also know about that. But when you got a red Chinese plane, jet fighter buzzing your RC-135 aircraft from 20 feet away, then you know you're pretty close to something. If that kind of stuff gets going on, it can be real easy to see how toxic clouds of nuclear war could erupt and could cover, you know, Asia, all right? And then it goes around the world, because once you do that, then you're going to do something else, too. And it all goes boom, 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 boom. And meanwhile, Fauci paid before he leaves. He's getting ready to retire. Fauci paid another Wuhan lab lug of money, and they're developing whatever the next thing is, okay? I told you that, quite frankly, that in Berea, Kentucky, and down there, I bet you the red Chinese are back getting some bat doo-doo or something out of there. If you recall the last time that they were there, when they got with the Ron John Surf Shop t-shirt on, their officer, and incidentally, God bless you and thank you, somebody sent me a Ron John Surf Shop t-shirt, and I laughed so much that I even provided the information to the river pirate, who laughed and laughed, because I'll tell you what, this stuff can get wild weasel real quick. And if you ain't ready, it's going to be pain at the wazoo, all right? And even if you are halfway ready, like some of us are, and some are even more than halfway ready, it can be extremely painful, okay? Do you see the Daily Mail pictures of the people in the Ukraine going out, and when the tree gets knocked down from the missile that hits and knocks over one of the trees in one of the cities, they're going out chopping the wood and taking it home in wheelbarrow carts to heat their homes or to have a fire out in a fire pit, you see, so you can cook or huddle around it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the way you need to start thinking. And, you know, it's just dandy that, you know, Red China Joe, who got $1.45 billion through his son from the Red Chinese Communist Party Bank. And you had Bobulinski, his partner, say on Tucker Carlson on Fox News 2 years ago about how Biden, he met with Biden. They talked about how Hunter and his business and all of that. And the FBI can't investigate the damn laptop or any of the bullshit because the FBI is being run, I would conceive of, from the people who are the owners of the notes of the United States government, the treasury notes, the treasury bills, the treasury bonds, the banks that own the U.S. debt. And a lot of it is owned by the Red Chinese. So, therefore, the cops usually work for the bank, don't they? Not peace officers, but the police, the law enforcement, all right? And the EIEIOs are going to work as the secret police for those that own the country, all right? A lot of good FBI people and retired FBI people are calling for a major investigation into the FBI. And I'm going to tell you what, you want to send a message to your congressperson or your senator, you tell them to defund the FBI for being an evil secret police organization. You tell them to defund them. Get rid of Ray Ray. And old Hut, 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 Bodie Bodich, Malibu Bodie, Malibu Bodie, Hut, 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 Malibu Bodie with the good hair, you know. They all got the good hair, you know. Well, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know the exact time or anything that's happening, but the Lord tells me to let you know and to warn you and to give you the warning so that you can prepare as best you can, all right? And Medvedev has been given the, talking... rights by Putin to tell people what he wants to hear, what he wants them to know. Sergey Lavrov says that the United States trying to assassinate Putin. Wouldn't doubt that at all. All right? Wouldn't doubt that at all. Would not doubt that at all. Okay? So, we talked about, you know, last week. We talked about it last week that the SEAL team commander, Martinez, died or, you know, had a, you know, death. We don't know if it's from the vaccine or if it's... some other event, hopefully not suicide, or you see, they can make it look like he committed suicide too. It used to be called the Washington heart attack in the old days, back in the 40s and 50s, or 30s, 40s, 50s, it was called the Washington heart attack. It could be a poison, it could be something like that. It could be electromagnetic creation of scalar energies, satellite-directed creation of scalar energies to impact the neurophysiological template. I gave you that definition, I think that's been 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And then, of course, the crypto guru from the, you know, Bankman-Fried or whatever his name is, the goofball kid, he was meeting with the senior White House officials in a couple of weeks right before the crypto blowout. So where did the money go? Where'd the money go? Well, a lot of it went to the Democratic Party and to the campaigns, you see. But how much also went, allegedly? Did anything go to Hunter? Or did it go to any others at the top slots in the executive, judicial, legislative branch, or the intelligence community? You can better well believe it did. All right? This thing is over at the ballot box. The ballot box now has been totally compromised. You can see that now. We've had 2 or 3 elections that way. Actually, I can remember when it started, when the guy from California, the representative who was from down, I think, in Orange County area or that kind of area. V1 Bob, they used to call him. And I remember that's the first year that they started giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens back then in California. And then once you had your driver's license, well, you could get your voter's card, you see, because you were a citizen, you see. And I remember when B1B, who used to be bulletproof, got taken out by a novice Hispanic woman who took him out of his seat. The last time I saw a B-1B bomber, it was awesome. It was I was driving by Wichita back a number of years ago. I remember seeing an 89 or 90, and it was flying in there to the Air Force base in there near where Boeing also has a facility. But it was flying in there, and then that thing is used and is a tremendous bomber and is used all over the world. Talked to you about the B-2s, and we had the one that had the electronic fire in the wing caused allegedly by the Russians, all right? So anyway, I'm just looking at some stuff here. Hi to you, RG, out there. Anyway, this weather now is going to 50 degrees and higher, 50, 55 degrees. And that tells you that the previous thing was done by the weather weapons. If you're looking at MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, University of Wisconsin, MIMIC, and it's TPW2, all right? If you've been looking at it, you're seeing all kind of these energy tendril constructs coming up from Antarctica and then coming. They used to come up just into the equator area. I've been telling you about how those have been working to either speed up the planet, which it has sped up. Look it up. The planet Earth's rotation has sped up in the last year or so. That would then change the wobble or the direction of the Earth's rotation and also would then change the position of it, which maybe positions the Earth to where it might get easier, more easily hit by a solar storm, like we're talking about. I sent a lot of you people who have emailed me in the past, I sent you Crescent Carney's Nuclear War Survival Skills, which is a PDF. You can print it out. And God bless your brother out there in the Alleghenies. I know your wife used a ream of paper, but it's nice to have that thing printed out and in a plastic bag so you can refer to what it's doing. And for those of you who don't know, it also tells you, Crescent Carney tells you how to make your own radiation detector, you know. Some different things like that, although I would still tell you, to get you a good radiation detector that's totally calibrated, I would also tell you, the only place I can find where you can get brand-new, good, high-quality, top-of-the-line, military-grade gas masks and suits and stuff is Myra, M-I-R-A, Safety, Myra Safety. Take a look there. They're a lot more expensive than they used to be. There may be some other places that you can still get them, but you don't want the old surplus ones at the Army Navy store or that kind of stuff. And you sure don't want the stuff from the Gulf War, which those cheek filters were compromised from the very beginning, as well as the mop gear from the Gulf War had pinholes in it, and nobody knew except for the Pentagon. Somebody knew because they tested them. They handed them out anyway. So I'm going to tell you, if you got a military-grade gas mask, like an M95 or something like that, or one of the Scots or one of the different ones, and you get multiple filters as best you can. You also, for your children and your babies, there are things called baby rangers and youth rangers and that are designed as positive pressure systems for babies or for children, okay? They also have children's gas masks, all right? And you might look for children's Israeli children's gas masks. They have civil defense. You're going to have to provide your own civil defense. You're going to have to provide your own firearm, your own ammunition, your own food. And incidentally, you know, MREs will work for a while, but what you really need, you need canned chunky soup, you know. You get some chunky sirloin burger, or you get you a Progresso beef barley, or a chicken noodle, or, you know, whatever it might be. Clam chowder, you know. Minestrone, whatever it is you'd like, you'd better have it and get it. And don't get the ones, you got to add the water too, unless that's all you can afford. But I'm telling you, you need the can. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey was telling me the other day that he had found my two for one somewhere, and he bought a bunch of them. Because Mickey wants to, when he's up in his tree blind, looking down that 338 with the good optics, he wants to be able to have himself a nice hot stew, you know? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Quail has got gold and silver for you. And I'm going to tell you, I would start to have some cash if you can get it out. You can. Also, you need to get silver rounds, 90% U.S. Silver coins, a little bit of gold, whatever it is, and you're going to need it because it is something that is going to be in good stead because your credit cards and all that stuff won't work when the power grid goes out. For a short time, it's going to be greenback dollars, and after that, it's all barter. Now, you can either look at, 50 top barter items. Put that in a search engine. 50 top barter items in a search engine, or 10 top barter items. Maybe you got some extra knives, okay? It'd be a good barter item. Or other things. Don't trade your food. Don't trade your own ammunition. Although, maybe... if you had extra 22, maybe that would work. But I still would rather trade something else, a tool or something in the barter, or a silver dime or silver quarter or whatever it is. You call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. Get whatever books Steve has left in his supply because he ain't going to reprint them for a while because nobody can give him an actual price to reprint a time that it will be done or if there is any ink or paper available to do so. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, pick up whatever you can, whatever the titles he's got left, because I will tell you what, you're going to need the information at some point. And when you got your Dietz lantern or your Petromax there, and maybe you've put a tent out on your back patio, and then out of the tent, you got a fire pit because you don't have something that you can't connect your shepherd stove or what have you. And I would tell you, go on Amazon and look for backpackable wood-burning camp stoves, that kind of stuff. See what you find, or shepherd's type wood-burning stoves with the smokestacks. You can put them in a tent through the thing. If you've got an ability to install it in your house, so be it. But you've also got to understand that at some point in time, you could put it out on the back patio behind the house, put a tent that connects to the back door of the property. You can sit out in there and on a chair or what have you, and then you can cook on that wood stove, which is also providing heat into the tent. You can put the mechanical heat-driven fans that you can set on the property, on the stove. You can heat water on it, and you heat enough water. I would also tell you that you better get you a big old wash tub so you can take a bath in it, all right? And I would also get myself a bunch of Dawn dish soap. Or if you want bar soap, just get Old Ivory. Get Old Ivory bar soap, the basic stuff. But Dawn dish soap, they can wash those little duckies or geese or, you know, whatever they get in the oil pools with it. Then that means you can wash your kid or yourself in it. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. As the warning came out, I guess, from Ed Dowd, and he says that there are 7,500 Americans are killed or disabled each day as the vax jabs take a heavy toll. Basically, USA is imploding under decivilization assault. Natural news, natural news. And that means you're right there where you can still have a low unemployment rate, but still only have 68% of the people, you know, employed, all right, in terms of labor participation. Because you got a lot of people dying. Check out the article which says that in Norway that pastors, priests, and undertakers and embalmers and all the different stuff cannot keep up with, the funeral homes cannot keep up with the amount of people who are dying from the vaccines. Massive numbers, and younger people than what should be dying. And kids, middle-aged people, 20s, 30s, 50s. You know, and it's the ones that have been vaccinated with the highest level of vaccines in the country and that kind of stuff. So you cannot deny what the facts of the matter are. And somebody ought to grab old Fauci and put him on the stand and press him, you know. Press him. Get the magic information from him. And somebody ought to find where old Klaus Schwab's at and old Harari, you know, Yuval Harari. Find them and see if they can't put them under a little questioning, if you know what I'm saying, you know? But you see, they work for Lucifer the Lightbringer, as do most people at the top of the executive branch today, and also many of the people in the legislative branch, many of the people in the judicial branch, many, many, many of the people in the FBI and the NSA and the NRO and the CIA and the EIEIO and the DIA and the ONI and the Army Intel and the Marine Corps Intel. Those people, for the most part, a large number of them worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. You're going to have to be your own defense. You're going to have to be the person that watches your road. And when they come, tear into their lines, outflank them. And know that if you're with the Lord Jesus and he's with you, that even if you're to lose your life, you'll have an everlasting life with him in heaven. So the fear dissipates. Because you know where you're going to go. You know where you're going to go, and it's not going to be to hell or the fiery furnace like those people that are coming for you. And if you're with the good peace officers, if you're with the good people in the agencies that make plans to stick with the people and not take the orders, orders query thereof, you know, orders query thereof. Don't pop out the red seal envelope. You're a state cop in Illinois. You're a state trooper in Kansas or Missouri or wherever you might be. You've already got your little file folder there for your computer that, in case of an emergency, you'll be instructed to remove the red seal envelope, place the disk into the machine, and get your orders. Well, let me tell you what. You better go to your own fish camp or your own farm or wherever it is you're going to go, and you better get your family with you, and you better gather together your people, all right, a few of your other good people, to be able to lead this thing after the bull crap goes down. What will the bull crap be? Well, it's not going to be right-wing people shooting out the terror, you know, shooting out, doing vandalism and then burglaries and bop, 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 bop. It's going to be the Red Chinese. It's going to be the Russian Spetsnaz or the evil U.S. spec ops that work for the Luciferians. The ones they... Just, you know, I just go and they just tell me where to go and I kill them all and let somebody else sort that crap out, you know. Well, that ain't right, you know. That's right in some ways when it's at wartime, but it ain't that right when it's against your people. It ain't right. So I'm going to tell you what, old crazy horse, he's down in there. He's got him a spider hole in the snow. In the snowbank, looking down the lane with an old buff gun, all right? Then he's got 5-6 knives on him, ready to go for whoever comes down his lane. But don't go into their Luciferian knife down a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against any enemy coming in from space. Right? And to the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the United States. Strike blows against them with your high tech. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, General McCormick's got a job for you. General McCormick's got a job for you. Road and Track, Little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Stay on your studies and your reading and research as well as your Muay Thai and ninja ways. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil tonight, ladies and gentlemen. May he send you to the store to get...